With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israel is committing to halting Hezbollah attacks as officials warn of a wider military operation.
Israeli officials have repeatedly threatened to take heavier military action to halt the near-daily attacks, which began shortly after the outbreak of the war in Gaza. Jerusalem's regularly launched airstrikes in response and has targeted and killed senior Hezbollah commanders. The fighting has displaced tens of thousands of people on both sides of the border. Hezbollah has said it would halt the attacks with a ceasefire in Gaza, and the U.S. has pressed for restraint. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Florida law enforcement officials will launch their own criminal investigation into the apparent assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. It will run parallel to the federal probe. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis made the announcement, saying Florida prosecutors will pursue the most serious charges available under state law, including attempted murder in the state level investigation into Ryan Wesley Routh. Also at SRNnews.com, Boeing says it wants to save cash during the current machinist strike.
As Boeing machinists continue walking the picket line, this one in Renton, Washington, the company says it's considering temporary layoffs to save cash. It will freeze hiring and reduce travel and spending on suppliers. Striking worker Rachel Ogg blames the previous CEO.
This was his mistake in the uppers. The hourlies didn't do this.
About 33,000 machinists are striking. Boeing had offered them a 25% raise over 4 years. They had asked for 40%. Audio courtesy Como TV. I'm Julie Walker.
The Dow dropping 42 points, and the NASDAQ is down 2 points. This is SRN News. Who are the nuns?
They are the growing segment of the U.S. population that, when asked what their religious affiliation is, they answer none. The Public Religion Research Institute reports that they now represent 27% of America, but they're not mostly atheists. In fact, only 5% are atheists. Another 5% are agnostics, and the rest of them, 17%, just say they are not followers of any particular faith. PRRI says they're most likely to live in the far west and are predominantly white, Democrat, and millennial. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A school district in Northeast Florida must put back in libraries 3 dozen books as part of a settlement with students and parents. The agreement ends a lawsuit that argued that the district unlawfully decided to limit access to dozens of titles containing LGBT content. Florida recently passed a law that allows parents to get pornographic books out of the libraries. This is SRN News. A Christian pastor from California has been freed from China after nearly 20 years behind bars.
68-year-old David Lin is now back home in the U.S. Lin was detained after he entered China in 2006 and convicted of contract fraud and sentenced to life in prison. An advocacy group says that charge is frequently used against leaders of churches that operate outside Chinese state-sponsored faith groups. Lin's sentence had been reduced, and he had been due for release in April 2030. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom noted in 2019 that there were reports Lin was in declining health. Keith Peters reporting.
A federal appeals court has reinstated an Arkansas rule prohibiting election officials from accepting voter registration forms signed with an electronic signature. The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals issued an administrative stay of a preliminary injunction against this rule. More details at SRNnews.com.